League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ed Sheeran says his wife, Cherry, isn't so sweet when it comes to his music.
And Kylie Kelsey says, stop acting strange about a little boo.
Also, Balenciaga's bringing Santa's elves to the world of fashion. It's a lot to get into today, so
let's get this started.
All right, all the girls, honey, are excited about the upcoming Monica and Brandy tour. But I found out something interesting about their hit, honey, The Boy Is Mine. So during a recent interview, Brandy revealed, honey, where the inspiration for the song came from. And, honey, let's just say it could have caused some chair swinging. Look at this.
Brandy, is it true you got the idea for this song from watching a Jerry Springer episode?
Yes, I was a huge Jerry Springer fan.
Me too.
One of the topics was The Boy Is Mine, and I'm like, oh my God, song idea, let's do this.
Oh, now who would have thought y'all the Jerry Springer show inspired one of the greatest hits of all time?
Wouldn't have thought of it, but I'm actually not surprised when you think about the optics, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They always had them weird type episodes. Yeah.
It's a lot better than the other song they could have wrote, That Kid Is Yours.
But honey, The Boy Is Mine. I'm glad they're back together, but they didn't get along over The Boy Is Mine, so The Boy must have been one of theirs. Then.
But I think it was that energy that was around there, like non-relationship, mm-hmm. that made people lean into the record more. Like, oh, they really beefing.
HK, have you ever been inspired by a particular TV show for a song?
Yeah, I try to find inspiration in everything.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, everybody's having a similar experience out there in the world,
right.
So you gotta try to draw it from whatever. So yeah, like Matt, like there was times where I wouldn't leave my house until Springer went off.
Yeah.
Cause like this is like when Springer went off like around 11 and like I was like working from home. So it was like, all right, now I'll get some stuff done. Mm-hmm. So hell yeah, I'm glad the kid is mine. Well, since we're talking about making great hits, Ed Sheeran says his wife, Cherry Seaborn, is a hard sell when it comes to co-signing his songs. Now, during an interview, Ed admitted Cherry can be a little tough when it comes to giving feedback about new music. Listen to this.
Do you ever play new music for your wife and kids for their feedback?
100%, yeah. Like, Cherry can kill a song. I'm actually really careful to play her songs when she's in a good mood. If she's like, eh. Then in my mind, I'm like, okay, that song's dead.
So who's your keep it real person? Do you have a keep it real person?
If my wife hates it, I know it's great.
Yeah. When'd you learn that?
Yo, so I had a screening thing for like this project I did called Action Park. And the screening was, I'm showing you all the videos. And there was one video called Abracadabra where, yo, man, like this chick is straddled on top. It's a lot going on. And she had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, it's just a music video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm acting.
Right.
She acted mad for the rest of the night. Like, I don't even know this girl's real name. It was for the video.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The video.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are vixens in videos.
All right.
All right, well, speaking of Kylie Kelsey, on the same episode of her podcast, she asked everyone to stop acting weird when women are breastfeeding. Kylie has had it with people acting strange around breastfeeding mamas, and here is the advice she's offering everyone so things don't get awkward.
Tip number one, continue doing exactly what you were doing before mom started feeding her baby. This includes not saying any awkward or offering unsolicited commentary. Feeling free not to run away, remain seated if you were previously, not staring at her boobs, or even the opposite, blatantly staring up at the ceiling. Don't do that. You're making it weird.
Does she know that that's what we do when we're in the restroom, is stare up at the ceiling?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that are involuntary you can't do anything about.
I was at a dinner, and I was there with some friends. There's probably like 10 people at the table. and my friends were there, and they're married, and I'm sitting there, we're just talking about stuff, blah, 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 laughing, and then I didn't know what was going on. I was not aware that that's the stage in life in which they were at with this kid, and she's casually carrying on an eye-to-eye conversation with me, and in the entire process, while eye-to-eye with me, whips. She's staring me in the eye, HK. We're mid-sentence. She's mid-sentence as she gets her boob out, and then, like, and then gets the kid, and then brings the kid, and I'm like, I was like, I did not know what to do. I didn't know if it was disrespectful to continue to look or to look away, and I was like confused. It doesn't happen every day in our world.
The fact that she made eye contact while she was doing it, that was her way of saying this could be us, but you're playing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think you missed the social cue.
I might have.
Or I'm misreading one.
Gary, what are your thoughts on this? I'm really interested.
What you just said, honey, that sounds too long. I couldn't follow it. So, yeah, but I just breastfed the other day.
You breastfed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, for some reason, I don't believe that.
I'm not trying to make you.
What happened? But,
I mean, because my chest is the most sensitive part of my body, and I love that part to be stimulated.
Okay.
So, and I was watching my friend just going at it.
Did you cradle him while he did it? Like, was it like a...
No, I didn't cradle, but he just, and it was really
like, do you place your hand on the back of his head to make sure he doesn't lose, like, the... Yeah.
But it was really interesting, though, because it was really like a baby, like, you know, doing it, you know, it was really interesting. Because I never usually look, but I want to look so just in case when I don't see you again, I can remember that.
Were you humming Thanks for My Child in your head while it was...
Yeah.
Did you burp him afterwards?
No, I didn't burp him, but it was cute, though. It was so nice, so...
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Ja
Rule. Equality.
Well, Ja Rule said he was broke as a joke back in the day when he met his wife, Aisha Atkins. And the rapper said he dined and dashed on a date with Aisha and she had no idea. He said, I actually ran out of the meal. And she said she didn't know it. So I set it up. We ate and I told her, hey, let me finish up paying for this. Take care of this. The cab's outside. You go and get in the cab. And this was the fault of Red Lobster because right by the door was the bathroom and the payphone. So people used to fake like they would go with a payphone and slide out, hit the bathroom, slide out. So yeah, I did that. Murder.
We used to do that when I was younger. We used to go to this restaurant and we would eat and we would take the ticket and put it in the water and boil it up and then say we didn't eat. But now this restaurant makes you pay, honey, before you eat.
Oh, wow. So,
but that was fun. I mean, we were poor and I'm still poor, but I don't do that because I wouldn't want to go to jail. But it was interesting. You know,
but that was clever, though.
I mean, you got to help people, because the restaurants waste a lot of food, so why not let us just...
That's true.
...get a little bit, you
That's
know?
True.
So, God forgive me, for I have sinned. All right, baby, now let's get into...
What the fashion?
Baby, Balenciaga has got something for the fashionistas who want to visit the North Pole. Ooh. Now, the luxury fashion line debuted its Populine boot from their fall 2025 collection, and it's giving elf energy, baby. Now, the boot will put you back just only, honey, $1,990 for those that know that. But, honey, that's a small price to pay to look like one of Santa's helpers. Now, don't y'all think that? Look at that. All right, bitch. Yes,
oh,
baby.
It's the curved up toe.
Yeah, that's cute, honey. I got, honey, give me a pair, honey. So, tell them, now, a girl shows up, honey, on a date wearing these, honey. Mm-hmm. So, what are your first impressions of
it? I've learned that if I'm on a date with a woman, I just got to compliment everything.
That's right.
Oh, these are so... I love the curly toe boots. Those are... They're doing the Lububus and the whatever. Like, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, your fingernail polish. How'd you pick that shade? I love your haircut.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. Just think that I would love, honey. You know, some of the queens gonna get something like this. Because just think about it. Girl have a boot on, honey. And, honey, she decides she wanna squat down.
What?
On the boot. That's cute.
Oh. See, like, yeah, you made it nasty, no. real fast.
Yeah. No.
Like, not to drop down, get your eagle on boots.
Yeah. It's a cute boot.
All right, up next, Raven Simone says she had to leave her wife behind while she got her lady pawn tended to. We're going to make it all make sense after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, honey. Raven Simone, honey.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And her wife, Miranda, recently dished about one of their first dates, honey, when Raven left Miranda in the car while she took care of some business. But wait till you hear what she was doing.
She had to go upstairs into this apartment building to get a vajacial from Janet Jackson's Vajacialist. Of course. I was like, of course.
What is her life? I knew where her hands have been, and I wanted to be touched by them.
Of course.
You had to stay in the car.
No.
Wow.
Ooh, honey, would you be pissed, honey, if somebody left you in the car that long?
Well, not if I knew why they were doing it, because apparently she was going to be served later.
Why does it happen in an apartment and not like a doctor's office?
Because that's what girls do, honey. When these girls be getting these butt injections, honey, they go to an apartment. Not
no.
The doctor. Yes.
And a, not just a, not a clinic?
That's just like me getting a wax.
Oh, is that what it is?
Steaming.
A steaming?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that apartment like?
I imagine they got the little beaded curtains when you walk through, you know what I'm saying?
Candles like, yeah. Everywhere.
Come so get you your
smooth music.
All right, when it comes to luxury handbags, Birkins are among the most expensive. In fact, the very first Birkin was just auctioned off for a record price, which we'll get to in a minute. Now, Hermès created the very first one in the 80s for the late French singer and actress Jane Birkin, who carried it nearly every day for 10 years until she donated it to charity. Now, cut ahead to 2025, Sotheby's just sold Jane's original Birkin bag for $8.2 million. But wait, after fees and a buyer's premium was added, a private collector ended up paying $10 million for it. Yo.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, honey.
How much would you pay for a luxury item like this, Gary?
I'd probably pay about $500.
Like, I can understand paying that much for, like, a bag if it was, I don't know, famous human skin. But, right. Like, just regular leather?
You wouldn't buy your wife or woman a Birkin bag?
I mean, I would buy, like, if a Birkin bag didn't cost $10 million. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least $1 million.
I don't imagine a $1 million.
It's just a purse.
Yeah, but no, it's not
that's
just a
bag.
A purse. It's a Birkin's bag. Let's be clear, honey.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
I got a Birkin bag.
Yeah, that's about it. That's when they see y'all coming through. There goes those Burger King.
Have it my way.
That's right.
You rule.
All right, it's time for Didn't See Dish Coming. Okay, on a recent Reddit post, a 28-year-old woman who goes by Adorable Professor 797 shared the story of a recent birthday celebration. She had a small party at a restaurant for just her, her boyfriend, her parents, and her 30-year-old sister, Anna, who apparently always makes things about her.
Oh.
So, just as the waiter was bringing out the birthday cake, Anna flashed her new engagement ring, announcing that her boyfriend had just proposed that morning. Mm. Well, after 20 minutes of wedding talk, the birthday girl had had enough, so she paid her part of the bill, and she walked out of there. Then their mom called the birthday girl selfish. Anna said her sister's pouting made her feel bad, and even the girl's boyfriend said she was overreacting.
That's why you bring certain people with you when you go places. Mm-hmm. And you know the people who need attention, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the ones who don't, so.
But you also have to kind of know the battle that you're fighting. If you
right.
know you're always dealing with a conversation overdoer or a situational overdoer, you have to have a drawer four in your pocket to pull out. So right as she announced that, hey, I'm about to get engaged, that's when the sister whose birthday was should have announced, my fiance just died.
Yeah.
Now it's boom. Back on you. Boom. Everybody's hugging. Yeah. You're getting all that mm-hmm. sentimental energy. Mm-hmm. And you just got to be prepared.
Hit him with a reverse card. I'm pregnant.
Because mm-hmm. the, exactly. yeah. yeah. the people that's there know this person is like, this bitch done did it again. I don't think I have those kind of friends. Though.
Maybe,
I'll do that.
Are you that person, though?
No. I could, honey, I would rather not even be there. So, no. Anyway, Tanner, up next, honey, somebody's furious, honey, with Rich and Gere, and it's not a gerbil. Well, we'll tell you who and why right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, Richard Gere has found himself in some beef. And no, I'm not talking about his decades-long feud with Sylvester Stallone. Richard's being called out by Paul Simon's.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
30-year-old daughter Lulu Simon on Instagram. Lulu had this to say. He bought my childhood home, promised me he would take care of the land as a condition of his purchase, proceeded to never actually move in, and just sold it to developers as 9 separate plots. Hate him. Lulu didn't stop there. She shared an image of the actor and wrote, I hope my dead pets buried in the backyard haunt you until you descend into a slow and unrelenting madness.
Whoa.
Oh. Yikes. She's now deleted the post, but what do you guys think? Was this crash out valid?
It's valid for a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, this is a whole adult out here talking about this.
Yeah.
And Lulu could go to hell, honey. Won't she buy the property? She worried about, won't she buy it? Hell, I'm sure she got money. With a name like Lulu, she should be able to have the property bought, honey, from Simon and Paul.
Is this Simon and, well, it's just one person. Is this her post with all the dogs in the background?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Those are some angry shih tzus.
Yeah.
Now, if she had put some gerbils in the back there, it would have been a different story, but no.
Also, here's the thing is, like, it is a little, on one hand, it's a little shady to be like, yo, as a matter of fact, if I'm selling you a piece of property, I'm like, you can't develop it. And you go, all right, I'm not going to develop it. And then I sell it to you. And then you develop it. Like, that's kind of messed up.
And I can understand. I did that. I bought my neighbor's house, and I kept it for so many years. But, honey, the taxes, I mean, so I just had to let it go. I bought it because I didn't want nobody else to move in the neighborhood,
right,
even though I wasn't living in the neighborhood anymore.
And Gary didn't want to help nobody with any housing at all, driving prices up.
But I had to eventually let it go because I'm like, I had to sell it because, honey, the taxes. And I'm like, I'm not living in the house, but...
And he still got the key to the city.
That's right.
That is wild. Moving on, life coach and psychologist Dr. Cheyenne Bryant is known for her strong views on dating and relationships. Well, Paul Pierce had serious questions when she revealed that she has been dating the same man for 5 years with no commitment. Check this out.
What's going on with her? She dating, single?
Dating.
What do that entail for a 42-year-old?
I'm dating.
Dating but single.
Enjoying my life. I have really good companions.
How many are you dating right now?
I'm not exclusively committed to anyone, but I have one guy that I have dated off and on for 5 years.
Got her.
We've dated for 5 years off and on.
So you was his work for 5 years? You been his work? You still his work?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I know what's going on now. Take this sheep clothing off.
Got him.
So after revealing she was pretty much in a 5-year situationship, social media users question if she's even qualified to give dating and relationship advice. What y'all think?
That's right, honey. She's not qualified. I like the Cheyenne, but girl, 5 years, honey, and no commitment. No, and you said you're not exclusive.
That's- you could tell when she had to back into it. She's like, well, I am enjoying my life. I am dating however I choose. How many people are dating? One guy? How long have you been? 5 years? Not exclusively. It's my decision. Sure.
Well, up next, honey, find out which star got spanked, honey, as a child and liked it. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Whoa.
Hey. All right, while on a recent episode of Sorry We're Cyrus, Noah Cyrus was looking back at older sister Brandy's babysitting habits and claimed that she used to spank the girls with a wooden spoon multiple times and that Miley even liked it. Take a look.
Wait, did she spank you with the wooden spoon?
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Okay, I thought that. I couldn't decide if that was her or Miley.
I think I did both.
I think you did too.
I think so. But did you deserve it?
Probably not.
I bet you. Probably. And I'm pretty sure Noah was like, I like it.
No,
do it
that's
again.
Miley.
I don't know.
Wait, everyone.
If I close my eyes, that could be one person.
Yeah. A unique collection of people.
are we shocked that Miley Cyrus liked getting spanked? She's always been the wild card.
There's always that one.
Yeah.
There's always that one. It's like, give me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nothing like being spanked with some good wood every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Like a boat paddle?
Yeah. Oh, one of those wood forks you used to have hanging up on the wall. Y'all didn't have
the companion
forks?
To the spoon.
A wood fork?
Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't have a wood fork?
Nope. Never had any wood forks.
I'm sorry. It was just like hanging a Martin Luther King picture in the Black House with the wood spoon and the fork, Tanner.
Mm-hmm. I used to always wonder, like, man, what if one day I used that spoon? How would my grandmother react?
Oh, yeah.
You could toss
probably
a good ballot
with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, that's all the tea we have for you today. Come back or I'll spank you. Just kidding. Bye.
Peace.
And that says Gary.
Oh, that says Gary?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my bad.
Well, that's all the tea we have for you today. Come back or, honey, we'll spank you. Just kidding. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.